From Indiana Public Radio and Ball State University, this is The Scene, the show that captures live performances from your own backyard and brings them straight to you. I'm your host, Wes Skaggs, and this week we'll be featuring an indie pop band, There Are Ghosts, a modern classical composer, Rob Funkhauser, and a post-rock band named Pillars. To start off this week, There Are Ghosts is an indie pop band from Indianapolis, with a strong and independent female lead singer. The style resembles some of the popular music from the 80s, such as Blondie, Madonna, Kate Bush, Pat Benatar. Okay, at this point I'm just naming female vocalists from the 80s without considering accuracy, but you get the picture. Our team captured There Are Ghosts during the 2019 Virginia Avenue Music Festival at the Stone Tree Studio Stage, and here is their performance.
All right, our first song is called Pieces.
Thank you.
Listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.
Thank you. Mother's Day to everyone again. That includes aunts, nieces, godmothers, cat moms, dog moms, friend moms. I feel like I'm mom to about half my friends. Next one's called Something's Changed.
Thank you.
you.
This is Derek Ghost here on the scene from Indiana Public Radio. See, the music has that good mood, positive vibes, feeling to it. A lot of the songs are mostly up-tempo, kind of quirky lyrics, and it seems to resemble their quirky nature. Let me just read you their Facebook page. This is what they've got under their band interests. Cats, guitars, music gear, beer, tambo, mood lighting, incense, laughing at ourselves, and fun. Fun is important, people. That was There Are Ghosts here on the scene from Indiana Public Radio. To find out more about There Are Ghosts, they have a Facebook page where you can find out more about the band, including the quirky band interests. They also have an Instagram, there_are_ghosts, and a Twitter page, TAGhostsUS. For more music, they've got music on their Bandcamp page and SoundCloud. This next performance is a composition by Rob Funkhauser. This piece was commissioned by Classical Music Indie to be performed at Fort Harrison State Park during the summer of 2019. I was personally there to record this piece. It took place in one of those shelters where a bunch of picnic tables are arranged. He had the setup of several wind chimes. On each side of the performance area were these tin cans with contact mics, and attached to those were wind-up music boxes. The signal from the contact mic was being sent to a series of guitar amps. And these music boxes, you would feed in a card that was pre-punched for a certain melody, and they're all just random melodies, and he had random members of the audience each sat at a music box. They could select any card to play any time. And the point of the wind chimes and the music boxes and the fact that there were it was outside and you could hear the birds added this sense of randomness to where if this were to be performed again, it wouldn't be the same as the first time. In addition to the random noise, there was also a clarinetist, a flute, and a percussionist on first vibraphone and then concert toms later. So the piece was a mix between randomness and pre-planned music. Here's an original Rob Funkhauser composition performed at Fort Harrison State Park. The event was called Music in Nature. Thank you. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. You're listening to a composition by Rob Funkhauser. Thank you. listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Mike Hauser here on the scene from Indiana Public Radio. He's got a website, robfunkhauser.com, as well as a Facebook page. One can find his music on SoundCloud, Bandcamp, and YouTube under the name Rob Funkhauser. Pillars is a post-rock band from Indianapolis. Instrumental post-rock. No vocals, just two guitars, one bass, and drums. Simple. In my opinion, it's almost as if you take one of those jam bands and you force them to listen to hard rock, heavy metal, really anything harder than regular jam bands play, and that's Pillars. That's one way to describe them. I really hope they don't mind I said that. We captured them on the main stage of the 2019 Virginia Avenue Music Festival. Thank you. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and this is Pillars.
We'll be right back.
This is The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, featuring Pillars. We'll be right back. This is Pillars here on the Scene from Indiana Public Radio. Thank you. You're listening to The Scene from Indiana Public Radio, and this is Pillars.
Thank you.
Sparks here on the scene from Indiana Public Radio. They have a Facebook page as well as a Twitter and Instagram. More music can be found on their Bandcamp page. Major support for the scene comes from the Vice President of Information Technology at Ball State, Ball State's music media production program, our underwriters, and listeners like you who support their local public radio station. Our show is produced entirely by Ball State students. Harrison Kern, Chase Carter, and myself are the show's producers and engineers. Will Robbins is our booking and communications coordinator. This episode was produced by me, your host, Wes Gags. Special thanks to Virginia Avenue Music Festival, Stone Tree Studios, and Classical Music Indy for letting us record this week's artists. To find out more about the bands and venues we feature on the scene, visit our website, indianapublicradio.org/the scene, where you can learn more about the program and listen to previous shows. Again, that is indianapublicradio.org/the scene. Also, if you'd like to keep up with what we're up to next, follow our Facebook page. Just search for The Scene from Indiana Public Radio and find us on Twitter and Instagram at The Scene on IPR. We're also on Apple Podcasts and wherever else you find your podcasts. Give The Scene from Indiana Public Radio.